Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers.
Get back to your seat with Gabe.
What for? He's asleep, darling, dreaming of all that glorious gold. I love your hands, Johnny. Such long, sensitive fingers.
Lily.
Why are you so afraid of me, darling?
I'm also afraid of cobras.
Flatterer.
Theater 5 presents Miss Greta Tyson in Two Came Back.
So beautiful. And that big red moon. Johnny, stay outside with me, huh?
Lily, please, for the last time, let me alone.
I dare you to kiss me, darling.
Let me go. Gabe will wonder why I haven't joined him.
Let him wonder. Stand for me, Johnny. Close. Under these beautiful palms. La, la, la.
Look,
la, la,
I'm going to tell Gabe if you don't cut it out.
You think he'll believe you? When he hears how many times I've had to fight you all?
What? You lying little...
Say, darling, you feel better.
A million dames in this world, and Gabe better pick somebody like you to marry.
He didn't pick me, darling. I selected him.
Yeah, sure you did. And when he told you about that map his uncle left him, you smelled limousines, baby.
But, Kyle, darling, and why not? When beauty makes a present of herself to the beast, isn't she entitled to a suitable reward?
You made your bargain. Stick to it.
I'd rather stick to you, Johnny.
Don't con me, Lily. What do you want this time?
Talk to Gabe again, huh? Why can't he let me wait in Port Moresby? I'll die in that nasty jungle, darling. You really want Lily to die?
You're Gabe's wife, not mine. Get out of my hair, Lily.
Check. Double check. Candy check. Ground sheets check. And,
how about sluice boxes, matey?
Oh, what for? I need sluice boxes, eh?
For the gold, mate, for the gold.
What gold?
Oh, come off it, Jack. You ain't the first treasure hunters I've seen in New Guinea.
Where you at it?
Johnny, this horsey fella, he asks a lot of questions, eh? Where's my Lily?
Oh, she's outside looking at jungle orchids.
You chaps taking a Sheila with you? Not headed for the Sepik River territory, are you?
What if we are?
Rum country, that. Another patrol officer done in up there last week. Headhunters.
What? Headhunters?
Don't worry, Johnny. We don't go near their villages.
And I sure wouldn't want to take a Sheila up there, mate.
Too rough for a woman?
More than that. White woman's a prize among the Sepiks. Oh, they wouldn't kill her. But a native chief might grab her for a wife. Eh? It's happened, Paddington.
Nobody touches my Lily.
I'd make sure of that if I was you, Yank. Nick, I'll let you have two American Army 45s, good as new. Cheap life insurance, mate, my word.
Buy 'em, Gabe.
Okay. How much we owe?
Hey, that makes it, 48 pounds, 10 shillings the lot.
How much longer?
Stone McCrouchy. Yeah, begging your pardon, miss. I never had anyone like you in this bloody trading post before.
Look all you want to. Enjoy yourself, my dear man.
Lily. Gabe, why don't we let Lily wait for us in Moresby? Mountain jungle's pretty rough going for a woman.
Too right, Jank. Moresby steamer's due tomorrow.
No. My Lily be too lonely without me.
Oh, no, darling, no. There are lots of people in Port Moresby.
Yes, yes, plenty men. Maybe you would not be lonely enough, huh? So I think better you come with me and Johnny.
I hope I won't be too much trouble. But if I am, darling, remember it was your idea. I can't go another inch.
What's my camp, Gabe?
We don't even reach the Prince Alexander Mountains yet, Johnny.
Yeah, but Lily's had it.
I got 90 pounds and back with fold boat. You carry heavy pack too, Johnny. What Lily carry, she gets so tired, huh?
I'm not used to walking in low heels, darling.
Have a heart, Gabe. It's only the first day.
All right. Today, make camp.
Johnny, you put up tent.
I go get firewood.
Okay.
Darling.
Don't start, Lily.
Come here, Johnny. Listen. I know what you think I am. But it's only because I'm so unhappy and bored. I could be a one-man woman. For the right man. For you, Johnny.
Gabe wouldn't think that was such a hot idea, would he, Lily?
Maybe he wouldn't have to care what he thinks, darling.
Why not?
Perhaps he could have an accident or something. Who knows what can happen in the jungle, huh? Then that'd be just you and me, darling. All that gold.
What makes you so sure the gold's there?
Why else do you think I would marry such an ape man? Oh, that map is genuine. Yes, indeed. It was made by Gabe's uncle during the big war. Died before he could get back here to search for it. So now it'll be Gabe's. And I'll be rich, darling. A very rich young widow.
Pretty sure of yourself, Lily. And of me.
Of course, darling. Kiss me, Johnny.
Lily, Lily, you can't.
I forget to take my gun. We better keep gun with us all the time, eh, Johnny?
Yeah, Gabe, that's right.
Yeah. I get wood now.
Now you got to kill him, Johnny. Before he kills you.
Thanks for nothing. Why don't you want him to find the gold for us first?
You're right. There will be time. On the way back, darling. On the way back.
Okay, Gabe. All gear stowed in the stern.
Pretty slick, eh, Johnny? We set up fold boat in just 9 minutes. Okay. We put her in river.
A fourth day in that horrible jungle and I should have gone mad. I'm so tired.
Well, now we go by boat up Sepik River a couple days. You get good rest, Lily.
You want to paddle bow or stern, Gabe?
I take bow, Johnny. Lily, you sit behind me.
Easy, doesn't it, Gabe? Waterline's pretty low. This full boat was designed for two, not three.
Sure. But it's okay, Johnny. I know.
How can you be so sure?
I pulled boat much in Hungary as a young man before coming to America. Three in boat is okay when river is calm. Boat only swamp in big rapids.
Oh, how wonderful it is to be off my feet. How lovely it is on the river. Look, those vines coiling down from the trees. Like beautiful pythons. And those magnificent clouds.
Listen. Drums, Gabe.
Don't worry. It's far away. You won't have to save my life again, Johnny, like in Korea. You ever hear me tell about that, Lily?
Only a million times, darling. Oh, I feel so tired. Let me lean back in your lap, Johnny.
Cut it out, Lily.
So comfortable, darling.
Please, Lily.
Johnny, off pedal!
You almost run us into the river, boy.
Sorry, Gabe. I'm sorry.
How you like this campsite for tonight, Lily?
Beautiful, darling. Anyone for a swim before dinner?
Nobody got bathing suit, Lily.
Oh, don't be stuffy, darling.
You go further down the river for swim, Lily.
Look, I'll swim in my clothes, Gabe. They need it as much as I do. Here goes the running dive.
All right, Johnny, I get dinner going.
How is it, Johnny?
Marvelous.
Make room for Lily, darling.
I said no, Lily, not here.
I'm swimming in my dress.
It will be like wearing nothing when you are wet. No.
You big blob.
So, that is what you think of me, Lily. Big slob. Big slob who will soon be rich, eh?
Gabe! What are you doing? Put down that gun!
Let go of my arm, Lily.
No, you mustn't, you Johnny.
Get out of the way, you fool!
Look out, Johnny! Look out!
Got him, by golly!
Get out of the boat fast, Johnny. I only have one crocodile. He won't quick, that fella.
Oh, thank heaven.
Thanks a million, Gabe.
Johnny, you saved my life in Korea. I save your life now. All even, eh, Johnny?
Yeah, Gabe. All even now.
You were lucky, Johnny, darling.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Here, I help you up, Lily.
Oh, get your hands off me. Oh, how much longer? Why did we ever leave the river?
Because gold right here on this Razorback Mountain.
Want me to carry your pack, Lily?
I just want you to drop dead, darling. Both of you.
What's the matter?
Those awful skulls sprung from that branch.
Oh. I guess that's a Sepik no trespassing sign. Got a fresh clip on your gun, Gabe?
I got better, Johnny. Look, skulls are marked on my uncle's map. They are almost at load.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We go down this side of mountain below waterfall. Then the peaks, Johnny. And gold. Plenty gold!
Maybe chop off half this mountain already.
I just about had it, Gabe.
What are you, men or mice?
Ah, it's no use. There's no gold here, Lily.
There must be gold here. I will not have gone through all this misery for nothing.
We dig where maps say, Lily, but no gold.
Don't talk. Just dig. Dig. Dig.
Gabe, look. Who? Why, George? We hit a jewelry shop, Johnny.
I told you. Oh, my darling, darling. We are rich.
Want me to carry some of that, Gabe?
Yeah. Gold never too heavy to carry, Johnny.
How much do you think it's worth, Gabe?
Oh, maybe 80,000 dollars.
You stopped digging too soon.
Oh, I was a thin vein, Lily.
Is enough for a new house. Colorado Mountains, Lily.
I just can't wait, darling.
You will get used to it. It's better life than Detroit.
Why don't we go live in the North Pole? You would not have to be jealous of the penguins. Johnny.
What?
Darling, why not now?
Go to sleep.
Johnny, now is our chance. You must do it now. Are you going to wait for him to shoot you, darling?
Keep your voice down. Lily, what gave you the idea I'd kill Gabe for you?
Darling, don't you want me?
Don't con me, Lily. You've got it all figured out, haven't you? I get rid of Gabe for you. Then you've got his murder to hold over my head. And maybe soon there's only one of us left to get the gold. You, huh, Lily?
Very smart, aren't you, darling? Well, maybe Gabe has some ideas about what to do with his smart friend who kisses his wife behind his back.
Shut up. Listen.
I don't hear anything. Just rapid.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't hear him a few seconds ago for Gabe's snoring.
Bone in my body aches.
One more mountain, we come to Sepik River.
I'll never make it. Who's going to carry me?
Don't be funny, Lily.
I mean it. I won't walk another step.
They already loaded like mules, Lily.
Good heavens. What was
Look
that?
Out, Johnny. Spear and tree in front of
the
you.
The headhunters.
Now they shoot arrows. Quick, down behind.
There's our tree near me.
Get behind me.
Oh, Johnny, I'm scared.
Open fire, Johnny.
It's all your fault. You should have left me in Port Morrissey, you brute.
Shut up, Lily. Can't stay here, Johnny. Soon no more ammunition.
Yeah, I've only got 30 rounds left.
Maybe we got one chance. You think you can hold them off alone for 10 minutes?
Maybe if you leave me most of your ammo.
All right. I get to Rapids and put four boats together. We get away down Rapids.
Dave, you're crazy. That's suicide.
Better chance than here. I go now, Johnny. When I am ready, I fire two shots. Then you fall back, okay?
Okay.
You hurry, Gabe. You hear? You got me into this. Now get me out.
Don't worry, Lily. Gabe won't let you be killed. Nobody killed my Lily.
I'll trouble you with a volley, Gabe. They didn't see him go. They're still smacking arrows into that tree he was behind.
Johnny, do you suppose Gabe heard us last night?
I don't know.
What if he doesn't fire a signal shot?
Well, then we'll know he heard us.
He can't leave us here.
Would you blame him?
I would indeed. He could not be so ungrateful.
Ungrateful?
Certainly. If I had not made you both keep digging, the gold would not have been found.
Maybe he'd rather have a loyal wife, Lily.
He can prove nothing.
Well, he's not a fool either, you know.
Which is more than I can say for you. You had your chance to kill him. You were a coward.
Better than being your kind of hero, Lily. That was a miss.
Kiss me, Johnny. Hold me close.
Lily, you're insane.
There may not be any light here.
No, Lily, no. That's a signal. Come on!
Good boy, Johnny. Everything is ready, but river here, all fast rapids. Too many rocks. All boat get down, all right, with two, but three turn her over.
I see. All right, Gabe, but leave me your gun and the rest of your ammo. I'll need it.
No, wait. Wait a minute, Johnny. We ask Lily to say. Maybe she think it better for Gabe to stay, eh, Lily?
They found us. Hurry up.
No, wait. Lily. Which one you want?
Oh, it doesn't matter. But hurry before they get us.
Get in, Johnny. Get in both.
No. I'm not going to let you stay behind, Gabe.
Get in, Johnny, or I swear I kill you.
Goodbye, Gabe.
Goodbye, Gabe. Is that how you say goodbye to husband, Lily?
Oh, all right.
Goodbye, Lily. I guess we don't see each other anymore.
Good luck. Hold the boat steady for me.
No, wait, Lily. You don't understand. You not saying goodbye to me. I am saying goodbye to you.
What?
Well, if Johnny or me stay here, they put our heads on poles, but they don't kill you, Lily. Chief take you for wife, like that O.C. trader, Taylor.
Gang, you're crazy. You can't do this.
Johnny saved my life once, Lily. You only ruin it and try to get Johnny to kill me.
Oh, no, Gang, darling. You've got it all wrong. Johnny's trying to take me away from you, but I knocked it too much.
Oh, Lily, Lily. Anyhow, only man who can get boat down fast rapids like this is Gabe. So me and Johnny go. I hope new husband makes you very happy. Goodbye, Lily.
Gabe!
Come up, Johnny.
Gabe, come back! Come back! Come to the top of your Lily!
Chief's wife, Lily. Pretty good, eh?
Gabe!
Maybe chief don't mind too much when you make eyes at older boys in pride. Have a good time, Lily.
The Theater 5 has presented Two Came Back, starring Miss Greta Tyson. Written by Jules Archer, directed by Ted Bell. Featured in the cast, Ian Martin, Ed Zimmerman, and George Petrie. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser.
That's the show for this week, but don't forget there are thousands more like it at RelicRadio.com. Horror, strange tales, science fiction, crime, all available for free. If you'd like to donate to Relic Radio and help keep it all free, you can do that through the website as well. Visit donate.relicradio.com to find out more about that and see the special downloadable sets that are available. My thanks to those who have donated, and thanks for listening today. Talk to you again next week.